But you know, if you, the thing is, if you grow up without discipline, and when you out on your own, there's no way you can really get by. You can't get by on your own if you don't have some self, some discipline. That way, you weren't taught to discipline yourself.
Me and that little woman right inside of the door there, we're both the same age now, so she caught up with me. I was the oldest. See, my birthdays.
Yes,
sir. My birthday come first, then hers come later. That, she catches up with me. But when we was kids, if we had a dad to tell our mother or father one, you shut your mouth, you would have come a whole lot near sticking your finger in the fire, then you would have told one of them you wasn't going to do it or shut your mouth.
Sure.
It wasn't bad. You just know you better not do it.
That's when my mother and daddy were too. Just what they said do.
You
know,
you better do it.
Yeah,
you better do it.
Just do that.
But it's a bad situation now to hear children tell the daddy or mother, I'm not going to do it. Oh, you shut your mouth. Go do it yourself.
The same thing will carry on over into the schools, too.
I know.
Same kind of situation.
I know.
There.
I've heard school teachers say that they could tell what kind of discipline was in the home by listening to the child. That if they was made mind at home, they mind at school, anywhere else.
And no way you really can teach them if they don't, you know, if you don't have a devil, if they won't, you can't discipline them, you can't.
You missed the opportunity with his home.
Yeah.
You know, home is the ruling of the school and a church.
Mm-hmm.
If you take them to church when they're young, they'll go to school after, they'll go to church after they get older. If you make a mind at home, the teacher ain't gonna have no problem with them when they go to school.
What church did y'all go to?
We go to the Baptist church.
Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm.
There's a church back up the road here about 4 miles, the Ephesus church. Mm-hmm. We go that, although this church is all over this area here. And some of them, the people had moved out, and some of the churches had gone dead.
Is there fewer people in this area now than there used to be?
Oh, a lot less people there. What has happened here, all these people that did this two mule farming and one mule farm, back in Hoover times got so bad they couldn't keep this land.
Mm-hmm.
Then the government come along and purchased a lot of that. This land through here was sold $3 an acre.
That's almost unbelievable.
With timber on it.
Isn't that big forest though? Isn't that a national forest or something right up?
Right above here, just about 2 miles above here, you're in the Talladega National Forest.
Hmm.
And there used to be people all over it. They sold that land for $3 an acre. Now you can't think about purchasing an acre of land for less than $350.
Does anybody at all live up in that forest?
No, very few. There's some of the old settlers that's there that held home. But they are dying out.
And if they don't let people purchase it, there won't be anybody.
That's right. They're sent back to the lumber company or back to the government.
Your mother go to school in schools around here?
Yeah. She went to school here.
About how far do you think she was gone?
Oh, it wasn't nothing to walk 2 miles to school. Oh, I did that myself. We lived on one side of a little creek swamp up there, and the school was on the other side. And there wasn't any way, it was a corduroy or